T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Text writes, hi, this is Annalie, your third grade friend. Hey, Annalie. Must have dad's cell phone. And he hands it back. She texts me. Hi, this is Annalie, your third grade friend. Why did people create the adversity score? Wow. Third grader actually knows the meaning of the term adversity. That alone impresses me. Why did they create the adversity score? I'll tell you why. I've been thinking about this a lot. If you've heard about this, this is where the SAT board is going to give you a secret score that you're not even allowed to see. They're going to attach it to you, brand it on you, so that your achievement will matter not one iota. What you learned will matter not one iota. How hard you work to learn it will matter not one iota. No, they are going to penalize you if there were too many AP courses at your high school, if your high school didn't have enough crime, if it didn't have enough poverty. If the kids there were trying to get ahead, you will be dragged down with a collar around your throat like with a rock. Why, Annalie? It's a great question. Why? Fundamentally, when you get down to it, Annalie, if you could explain everything the left does with this one thing. Have you noticed everything the left does has the inadvertent, inescapable, or, oops, accidental effect of holding people back? Mainly financially, mainly economically, but also in their growth. All kinds of growth, spiritual growth. Why? Because the party is dependent on dependence. They need you to be dependent on the little government check and maybe the free faux healthcare they give you. It's rotten healthcare, but it's free. They need you dependent on them. And so what they're doing is building little fences, Annalie. You ever seen one of those electric dog fences? You can't see it there, but the dog's got the collar on and it zaps him if he tries to go over the electric fence. Can't see it there, but it keeps the dog in. Dog theoretically could run over the electric fence and get a nasty shock, but it wouldn't kill it or anything. But it doesn't. Not most of the time. It stays within the fence. That's what the Democrats want, Annalie. They're dependent on failure. They breed it. They nurture it. They erect road blocks. And if you start to look at political issues that way, will the outcome of this be that everybody gets to rise, all boats rise, everybody achieves together, everybody gets a bigger piece of the pie, or do some people get held back? Their message consistently and persistently again and again and again, Annalie, is we must hold some back. We must hold these people over here back. These people must be held back. These people must be stolen from so we can give money to other people. What does it add up to? A big fence of adversity. So it is ironic, Annalie, that adversity score is called adversity score. They are creating adversity for people who work hard. And we all know who those people are. Yeah, some of them have advantages in life. Maybe they were born into a family that has done well because somebody in their past worked hard. Nobody gets money or advantages, Annalie, without somebody somewhere working their butt off, paying a terrible price in many cases, not watching their kids grow up like they should, to make the money, to give the advantage, all of that kind of thing, right? Somebody paid the price, and they don't like that. They don't like that someone got ahead without their help, Annalie. They can't stand it. It makes them crazy. And so they inject adversity into the process. That's what that score is. It attaches to the SAT, and what it says is, you had a couple of advantages. And the saddest thing, Annalie, I got to keep going back to this black mom who texted me the other day. She got 3 kids, if I remember correctly, and she had uprooted herself, moved to a better school district. Give her kids the advantage. Way to go. She's a single mom. I mean, she had to pack all those boxes herself. Good gosh, just the move. It's heroic. No, don't you dare think you can get ahead. Don't you dare think you don't need us. And you know what the adversity score is, Annalie? You know what's so fascinating about it to me? There's no racial component. No, they say they're doing this to even stuff up for race. There's no racial component. There's 15 different things they'll penalize you for. If your school's not violent enough, if it's not poor enough, if it offers too many chances to get ahead, if it offers too many AP courses, they penalize you. They penalize you if you're black, too. They penalize people like that single mom moving across town to go to a good school, living in a hole in a wall, You wouldn't believe how many texts I got from people who've done just that thing. My husband and I do it. We magnet it into a better school for our kids, and we drive. We get 2 hours out of our day almost driving to go to a better school. Why? We want more for our kids. And they say, Annalie, no more. We're going to create adversity for you. You thought you were going to work harder. You thought you were going to get ahead. We're going to create adversity for you. And you can't even challenge your score because it's going to be secret. That's why, Annalie. Your question, why did people create the adversity score? That's why. They are watching the prosperity in this country. They are watching people get ahead. Annalie, do you know who? We've had a record business creation in this country. Do you know who leads that charge right now? Black women and Hispanic women are opening businesses at historic rates. They can't have that. Because if people ever figured out they could get ahead without the government, Democrat Party be finished. Can't have it. So they got to tie an invisible boulder around your neck to keep you from getting out. But you know what? Don't let that slow you down, Annalie. Don't let it slow you down. You're a smart girl. You could do amazing things if you are already following the show in the third grade. Listen, we're going to defeat them long term, and it's going to take people like you. Thank you for your text, sweetie, and have a great day at school. Work hard. And ignore those mean girls, by the way. Yeah, just shrug them off.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.